It's 26 minutes to 11, live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Again, we're always so fortunate to get people who make such a valuable contribution to the community in which we live, and none other than our very good friend, the Mayor of Blacktown City Council, Tony Blisdale. Mayor, thanks for joining us this morning. We're really delighted you could spare some time in your diary.
Thank you, Jim. Look, it's a pleasure. And as you know, being the mayor of the biggest city in Western Sydney is absolutely fantastic. But be able to come on your show and say a few words is even better. So I'm delighted to be with you this morning.
Well, Mayor, we talk about that the journey we do is on the shoulders of others that take us forward, and you've had great people before you develop what you've done, but we want to focus on what's happening now. And you know, we could talk about previous mayors and councils, and they've all done such a great job, and this is bipartisan. This is just about building a really wonderful community that you've been able to contribute and develop. Mayor Blisdale, tell us about Catholic University, because that to me was a really major, visible, tangible event that took place over many years to bring about a massive change. And what you're doing around Warwick Lane and all around there is just absolutely incredible.
Well, Jim, at the moment, the city is absolutely, how can you say, invigorated with what's happening. A new university has come to town, the Australian Catholic University. And, mate, you know, we've been discussing this for the last couple of years, but the ACU, I must tell you, they've been absolutely sensational. We now have approximately 1,000 students enrolled, already operational within the Blacktown city.
Sorry, Mayor, can you just say that again for our listeners? Because I think we tend to say other universities, and there's nothing wrong with that, but you are operational. So students are going there and they're learning and they're doing in certain disciplines. So that's all up and running right now?
Absolutely, Jim. You know, and in particular in nursing and a whole range of other faculties that are coming online. Education for Blacktown City, Jim, and your listeners is the most important thing. You know, we have had 18,000 students go out of Blacktown City. Now, of course, over the next few years, we'll probably end up with 5,000-10,000 students within the city CBD. And that means greater activity for local business, for the students themselves, but more importantly, being able to study and have a higher education level within the Blacktown City itself. It's great for industry as well. So we're delighted, mate, that they've come to town and are playing such a significant role in the development of the city.
And Mayor, the other thing is you've got TAFE there. You do have a great love, and your general manager and all your executives and all of them there. But I know after speaking with them and so on, the love you have to further educate, further train yourself to put you in a position where a job and family and those values that you hold so dearly.
Absolutely, Jim. Look, we've got a city of 400,000 people, and over the next 20 years, that'll go to 600,000-odd people. So we need, as a city council, be able to set the groundwork for job opportunities, and that means attracting industry and business to Blacktown City. Only last week, I'll give an example of the enormous developments that are happening in Blacktown City. I signed off on the $800 million International Brain and Spinal Hospital that will be built in Blacktown City. And again, that's going to be a game changer in terms of the medical provisions within the Blacktown City itself. And it'll be integrated with a whole range of other specializations. So again, something to be proud of. And that, for me, is just one of many things that shall be happening in Blacktown City over the next couple of years. It's amazing, mate. It really is.
I think we need to understand the enormity of what you just said. When we talk about $800 million, that's nearly $1 billion to help people in this whole world in terms of spinal and brain damage and trying to bring about better lives for people. You're to be congratulated, and your councillors, for making such a courageous decision for not only Blacktown but for Western Sydney. That's a signature event in my mind with regards to those particular events. And where will that be, Mayor Blisdale?
All we're doing in Blacktown City is we're selling the land. And the land, of course, is the existing council site within the CBD of Blacktown City.
Right.
All we're doing as a council, we're selling the land at the obvious market price at that time. But nevertheless, the deals have been done in terms of the build. the joint venture group under the leadership of Dr. Charlie Teo are now in the process of finalising the build requirements. But, mate, again, what an exciting thing for the city to deal with so many important things. And, of course, it will also deal with a lot of mental illness issues that, are, as you and I know, exist within communities today. But that's one of many other things that will be happening in Blacktown City. You know, we currently have a new $800 million car park opening mid-May in Main Street, Blacktown. That's a brand new 480-car car park happening during that time. In addition to that, out at Eastern Creek, we shall have a $100 million high-performance sports centre being built over the next 12 months, 18 months. These are just a few of the amazing things happening in Blacktown City. And, of course, being inundated by other major groups that want to come into Blacktown City and expand. So what does it all mean? What it all means is developing a vibrant city, a city of hope, a city of job opportunities, a city of education. Mate, look, we're so proud as a council that this is happening. And we're not waiting for governments. We're getting on with it ourselves. If governments want to come along and give us support, it'd be most appreciated. But at the end of the day, we're leveraging off, as you said earlier, the former mayors and former councils who've ensured that we as a council are debt-free and are able to do these things without borrowings of any sort at this time. So it's quite extraordinary in terms of what's happening for the residents of Blacktown City. It really is.
Mayor Bleasdale, I must congratulate you on that. Jim and I congratulate you on that spotlight here. And I just want to ask a bit more about Eastern Creek and Huntingwood and the parklands and also the business there. A lot of people may not be aware that that is part of Blacktown and a lot of activities happening there. Do you, and you're talking about one of the new developments there as well. Anything more about that area that really supercharges a lot of the more the manufacturing part of the Blacktown local government?
Yeah, look, I mean, as a council, we've always encouraged. And let me say, within other parts of Blacktown City, the Marsden Parks and others, we've been able to attract international conglomerates, you know, whether they be the Costcos and many others to come into Blacktown City. Out at Marsden Park, I mean, you know, we've created, or they've created, something like 5,000 to 8,000 new jobs in that area. The other areas, I believe, in the future will be subject to massive development. That's the likes of Riverston and places like that. Riverston really is a place where, in fact, a lot of investment will take place over the next few years. But in addition to that, the parklands, the Eastern Creek developments, you know, we have a an enormous city of parklands and places where people and families can go and enjoy. The Nurringinji Reserves and, of course, developments that are taking place in Blacktown CBD and surrounds will really alleviate the issue of how are we going to absorb another 250,000 people. One of our biggest challenges is having state governments understand we need support to ensure that we can absorb another 250,000 people. And Blacktown City, such a diverse place. You know, we got 188 different nationalities. It is so exciting going forward. But in terms of job opportunities, we're in the business, and that's why within council itself we have a business unit that communicates with all of the businesses throughout, whether it's in Australia or internationally, seeking to come into Blacktown City and set up and create job opportunities for people within the city. The reality of it is today, regional areas will be the places where people want to work and play. No more travelling 1.5 hours to the CBD of Sydney. Mate, regional businesses or businesses from the CBD of Sydney will be developing their projects within places like Blacktown and other areas of Western Sydney. What we need, though, is more communication. We need new transport links. The transport links at the moment are not up to what we believe should be the case. And in fact, one of the main issues that's been raised is the Castlereagh Freeway. In terms of evacuation in the recent period. Just whilst I've got you, I want to pay tribute to all the SES volunteers and all of those involved in the recent flood evacuations and the like. They've done a magnificent job. And, of course, our local police. So as a city, we really are developing an enormous, in so many different ways, that we can be absolutely proud that the future for Blacktown City is looking absolutely fantastic. Mate, I'm so excited, I've got to tell you, as the mayor of the city, it's a great privilege to be the mayor of this great city, but to be the mayor during this time of change is absolutely fantastic.
Mayor Bleasdale, thank you. Please stay on the line. We're just going to go to a short break. It's 16 minutes to 11 on a live 90.5 Spotlight. And I believe you have a song request. Do you want to introduce it for us?
Yes, certainly.
And off you go.
Do you want me to sing it?
If you want to, and then we'll play the right version.
Always look on the bright side of life.
And we love Monty Python. And here it is. You're on a live 90.5 Spotlight. It's 11 minutes to 11.
We're here on Spotlight. Jim, Daryl and Ethan. Tony, Bleasdale, Mayor Blacktown City Council.
Well done, Ethan. Thank you for that. And we are on Spotlight. And thank you for joining us, Mayor Bleasdale, from the great city of Blacktown. Now, I have a question. I've got a map of Blacktown LGA in front of me, and I'm interested in all the development. And you're talking about Riverston and Schofield, but then we've got things like Shanes Park and even, I hope this is right, the new suburb of Malomba. Is that right?
Malomba, there's a number of new suburbs.
Exactly. It's huge.
Look, it's Blacktown City is 147 square kilometres of parklands and residents and residential and people, and it's an enormous area. It really is. As I said, the population is growing at a rate of knots. Pre-COVID, our growth rate was something like 4.6%, and it's a great place to live because, as a council, what we're trying to do is provide lifestyles, not just putting roofs over people's heads, but lifestyles to go with living wherever you may live. And a lot of these new suburbs, our focus, though, of course, is seeking to recognise our historical links with our Aboriginal people. And this is why some of many of our main places in now and in the future will be of Aboriginal origin, for want of a better description. It really is for us to pay tribute to the history of the city. Blackstown originally was an area on the corner of Rudial Road and Richmond Road, going back to the early 1800s, where it was known as Blackstown. And, of course, early fathers of the city decided to name the area Blacktown. We absolutely love the name. As I've always said to people, black is beautiful. That's how it is. We don't deny our heritage and, of course, embrace our heritage as we do. So it's very important for us. People over the years have tried to change the name, but 97% referendum wouldn't accept that. So the name is a fabulous name. It talks about our history and, of course, the history of our Aboriginal people, which for us is fundamental in going forward. And so we're delighted, but the city itself, the area in regard, as you said, the Shanes Parks, so many different areas. One of the big question marks now, of course, has been in terms of further developments as to how we deal with flood mitigation and evacuation of residents, in particular those more towards the Hawkesbury and other areas. So these are some of the issues that state government and councils have to come up with some solutions as to, in terms of evacuation, how do we go about it? If we continue to build on floodplains, we're going to, of course, have some of these major issues in the future as well. So these are some of the conundrums that we have to try and resolve going forward. What are the solutions to that? But a great city, there's no doubt. Look, sporting city, great sporting city. I mean, absolutely incredible what's happening in sports in Blacktown City. Eastern Creek Sports Park, every sport you can possibly think of. And this is why we want to engage our communities in making sure that their families become engaged in so many different sports. And Eastern Creek is the place. And all of our sports ground, we have 800 reserves and parks in Blacktown City. Imagine it, 800. Somebody's got to cut the grass, and that's half of the problem. But nevertheless, it's a great place.
Mayor Bleasdale, it's always a delight to have you in our studios, either personally, and we prefer that, but we know how busy you are, and to have you on the phone and continue to tell the story of your predecessors, what you're doing now, and to build a future and hopes for so many people, both Darren and I and Ethan, just congratulate you individually and also collectively with all the councillors and management that make up a daily group that bring about hope for so many people. Thanks for joining us. We're so delighted you could be with us this morning on Spotlight.
Jim, just before I go, I just want to pay tribute to 2,200 employees of Blacktown City Council.
Yes.
who do a wonderful job. They do and officers of council. And I want everybody in our community to understand we are there for you. We're there for them. And if they have a problem, please come and see us and have a chat. And hopefully we can assist you in every way, manner, shape or form. Simple as that.
Well, we'll end on that note, because that's a really most sincere and vote of thanks and confidence in your people. Thanks for joining us, Mayor Blisdale, today.
Again. Have a great day.
Thank you, and you too.
Alive 90.5.